Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Graced Up Cool podcast. I hope you all are doing fine today. I'm thinking of a name for our listeners. I don't know what to call you guys. But while I'm thinking about that, welcome. Thank you for listening to our last episode in this new podcast series. Thank you for the feedback. I'm glad that this series resonates with you all as much as it resonates with me. And this series has taken me through, or is taking me through, a journey that I did not see coming. And I'm just so thankful to God for placing this in my heart, giving me the wisdom, giving me these lessons, because most times I actually don't even know what I'm supposed to talk about. I just get like the topic of the episode, but I don't know the nitty-gritty of what I'm supposed to share in that episode. But as soon as I pick up my Bible or I pick up my notepad and I start reading the Bible, trying to understand the story more, the Holy Spirit has just been so amazing in pouring into my heart, basically, and just opening my eyes to things I've never seen before, explaining these stories in ways I've never thought of, and just bringing it down, making it more applicable to my life. Just how the Bible links to our lives, our everyday lives, is being humbling and mind-blowing. And I'm just so excited about the other episodes in this series and even following episodes, because I don't know where this podcast series is going to lead to. I don't know if after we are done with Old Testament, we will move on to the New Testament, or if after we are done with the podcast series in July, in August, we would continue with this podcast series. I don't know. But I'm honestly excited about wherever this takes us, because I am enjoying the ride myself. I'm enjoying the insight and the understanding of God's word that this is giving me. Like, it's so beautiful, if I would say that myself. And I just also, I'm praying that as you all are listening to this episode, it's also ministering to you. You're seeing ways that applies to your life, and seeing, like, learning the lessons that God wants you to take from these stories. Yeah? So, the first episode was a banger, but I believe that today's episode is going to be a banger, more of a banger, because I honestly did not expect the dimension that the Holy Spirit took me while I was studying this. Like, I didn't expect that this episode would come out like this, but while I was studying, the Holy Spirit was just taking me through different dimensions, and I believe that this is specifically for you. And as you listen, we can't wait to get your feedback. If you have questions, any of those things, just send us a message on at grace.co on Instagram, or you can send us an email, grace.co@gmail.com. So let's dive straight into what we're talking about today. The title of today's episode is Why Are You Running? And if you're familiar with Nigerian social media, you know that Why Are You Running is a phrase that used to trend for some time. I don't know if it's still trending. Like, some people even made it into a song, right? And literally, why are you running? There are so many things that you can depict from that phrase, but there are so many literal meanings. It depends on how you are using it, right? But today, we're going to be using it in a very interesting way. Once again, I want to ask, what story do you think we're talking about with this title? What story do you think we're going to be talking about today? Why are you running? Like, when you hear, why are you running, what Old Testament story comes to mind? Let's know the Bible scholars in the house. Go to our Instagram and type it in the comments. Let us know, what story do you think we're talking about today? All right. So if you thought about Jonah, you are a scholar. So today's story is about Jonah, yeah? And I'm sure if you used to attend Bible Sunday school in church growing up, you would have read the story about Jonah. So I'm not going to be reading through the whole passage today, but I'm just going to give you like a summary of what the story is, yeah? So Jonah was a prophet in Israel, and he used to like preach to the Israelites, tell them about the laws, tell them about God's commandments, God's promise. God would like minister to him, reveal things to him, and he would share with the Israelites. And so one day, and then there were the people of Nineveh. They were God's enemies. They were very wicked. And the Israelites knew them, that these people, they're very wicked. And they're always doing one evil or another, one atrocity or another. And the children of Israel just despised them. Like, these people are enemies, yeah? But one day, God told Jonah, I want you to go to your, to the city of Nineveh, the city of your enemies, and I want you to teach them about me, or tell them about my word. I want you to announce my judgment to them. I let them know that if they don't turn away from their wicked ways, there's going to be a judgment, right? And Jonah was not having it. Jonah didn't want to go because it felt like, why should I go to my enemies? Why should I try to help my enemies? And after that, Jonah tried to run away. And that led to him being swallowed by a whale. And eventually, he went and obeyed God's instruction. Right? So that's a summary of... this is me reading Jonah to you in my own translation. So let's dive into what we're talking about today. Right? So once again, just like in our last episode, we saw that there was a need. And then God spoke to Noah. Today, again, there was a need. There was another need. The Ninevites, they needed to hear the laws of God. They needed to change from their sinful ways. And per usual, God needed someone to do that assignment. And God found Jonah. The assignment did not make any sense to Jonah. God said, go and tell the Ninevites that in 40 days, I would punish them if they don't repent. Meaning, if they repented, God won't punish them, right? That's what he meant. So God said, go and tell the Ninevites, if you don't repent in 40 days, I would punish you. Meaning, if before 40 days they repented, God would not punish them. But Jonah was not having that. The Ninevites were enemies of the Israelites, and Jonah wanted them dead. Like, Jonah wanted God to just destroy them. But instead of God destroying them, God was sending him to go and tell them to repent. And Jonah really did not want them to repent. He just wanted them to be dead. He did not want... So that was the first issue. Like, Jonah was like, these people are evil people. Why are you asking me to go and preach to them? I don't want to preach to them. I just want you to rain down your judgment on them. They've done so many atrocities. They don't deserve repentance. They don't deserve your blessings. So that brings us to our first lesson of today. For Jonah, or the Israelites, the Ninevites were their enemies. And for us, our enemies, or like the Instagram people will say, our haters. But some of you might say, oh, I don't have enemies. I don't have haters. That's a very strong word. I don't have any enemies. But we all have people who have either treated us badly or have offended us. And each time we see them, or each time we even just hear about them from a third party, the emotions and anger starts to swell up in our hearts. We remember what the person did to us. Yes, that person that comes to your mind now as I'm saying this thing, that can be your enemy, in quotes, right? But you remember when Jesus Christ said in one of the Gospels, he said, pray for those who despitefully use you or persecute you. That's exactly what God was telling Jonah to do. He was telling him to go and preach to the people who were his enemies. And I can so relate to why this instruction did not make any sense to Jonah. Because personally, I've experienced two, in quotes, pray for your enemies scenario. And I can remember vividly how I fought with God. I told God that I think you don't love me. Because number one, if you love me, why would you, first of all, allow these people that I trust, that these people that I love so much, people that I can literally lay my life for, why would you allow them to treat me badly? Because sometimes, for example, like there are two offenses, yeah? One was done by someone that you really loved and trust. The same offense was done by a stranger or someone you don't really care about or someone you don't really know. The one done by the stranger might not really affect you like that, but the one that's done by this person that you trust and love would definitely hit you. So I was like, God, why would you allow, like, first of all, allow these people to treat me this badly? If it was a stranger that had done that to me, I'd have easily moved on with my life. But this one was done by my own person, and it's causing me so much pain, and God allowed it. And I was so mad, like, God, why would you allow it? And then number two, I told God that you don't love me, because if you love me, you would care about how I'm feeling. You care that I am hurt from what this person did to me. But instead, you are giving me specific prayer points to pray for them. That thing can be very painful. And as I'm even saying this, the scenarios I'm talking about have happened, let's say, 2-3 years ago. But as I'm even saying this, the memories or the emotion is still, like, fresh in my head. And I think that's how Jonah also felt. And that was the reason why he didn't want to go and preach to the people of Nineveh, because it didn't make any sense to him. Like, why are you telling me to pray for my enemies? Why are you telling me to go and preach to my enemies? I want them to suffer. They need to suffer. There was one instance I was telling God that I'm not, because God was telling me to specifically pray for this person. This person was supposed to write an exam, and God was telling me to pray that person will pass, pray for the person, pray success over the person in that exam. Person will excel, person will pass the exam. I say me, that what I want right now is for that person to fail that exam and fail it woefully. But again, God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. And that was what Jonah was thinking, and that's why he ran away from that instruction. So if this is you, if you're in that scenario right now, or you are currently experiencing something like that, don't worry. You have company. You have company in me and in Jonah. So this leads me to the second lesson. Why are you running? The title of today's episode, why are you running? So God has given you an instruction, whether it's for you to pray for your enemies, or for you to go and preach to your enemies, or for you to do something that is so ambiguous and so just like in our last episode, Noah, something that is, this is so massive, I can't do this, and then you run. There are different reasons why we can run from an assignment that God has given to us. The first reason is, number one, we don't feel capable or think that we have what it takes to carry out the task. The task feels so big, like in our episode, building an ark. So we run away. We ignore what God has asked us to do, and we continue, we move on with our lives. If this is your reason for running, I'm here to tell you that that reason, whatever the reason is equal to disobedience. In one word, disobedience. Another reason why you might be running, we don't think the person God has called us to reach or impact is worth it. We don't think the person deserves it. For whatever reason, whether the person offended us or offended someone that we love, or because we think they are too sinful or they are too bad to receive God's blessing, so we run away from the instruction. Whatever it is, the reason is, again, is equal to disobedience. Another reason why we can be running is because, okay, now we understand that we have disobeyed God. God has given us an instruction and we have refused to do it. Or we know God is not happy with us because we keep getting nudges in our hearts, but we're not ready to yield to what God has asked us to do. So, like Jonah, we decide to run away from God's presence. In our case, running away from God's presence might be not going to church, or stop praying, or you stop reading the Bible, or you stop listening to God, or you stop listening to God's word and listening to things that will edify your spirit. Like, I'm not doing again. Anything about God, I'm not doing. I've removed my hand. I'm not doing. Whatever it is, whatever your reason is, that reason is equal to disobedience. When God gives us a word, when God gives us an instruction, or when we say we've heard from God, we listen to God. If we have not obeyed that word, we have not heard from God. We've not listened to what God has said. And I learned this in church last Sunday. You can't say, oh, I heard from God. God spoke to me. I listened to God's instruction. If you have not obeyed that instruction, there is no hearing of God's word without obedience. The metrics to measure if you heard from God is if you have obeyed that instruction. There is no partial obedience. You either obey or you don't obey. And when you don't obey, you have actually not heard from God, because the both of them cannot be separated. You cannot separate hearing from obedience. So why are you running? I think that's a very, that's a serious question we need to ask ourselves. Why am I running? Is it because I don't think I have the capacity to carry out this task? And when you read through the Bible, you see different people. Like every single time, there's no one God has given an instruction that the person was like, oh, easy stuff, and just goes on to do it. There is always, like, the instructions are always so too big. Let me give you another example. Mary, an angel comes to tell Mary that you're going to become pregnant without having any sexual relations with any man. You will become pregnant. Like, tell me how that makes sense. Tell me, how is that possible? So every single time God gives an instruction, almost all the time, 100% of the time, it's always beyond our human capacity. It's always beyond our human understanding. But is that a reason why we should run away from it? Or on the other hand, like in the case of Jonah, he felt like these people are not deserving of God's love. Who are we to decide who is deserving or not deserving of God's love? Is that our business? Is that our job description to say, oh, I'm not going to pray for this person because this person offended me, or this person offended my sister, or I'm not going to go on with the instruction that God has given me towards this person because I feel this person is too sinful. This person is so wicked. Who are we to decide who God should bless or not? I mean, if God has given an instruction, I want to bless this person, regardless of what the person has done, God is all-knowing and he has decided that this is the person I want to bless. And he has given you an instruction, partner with me to bless this person. And then we say no and we run away. So our next lesson, the first lesson I said was our enemies, yeah? Whoever your enemy is, whether it's someone that has hurt you, someone that you think is not deserving of God's favor or whatever it is, whoever that person is, or whoever the scenario is to you, when God calls you to such people, it's not in your hands to decide what should be done with them. Like, it's God that has given you that instruction. All you have to do is to obey. The second one, why are you running? Are you running because you don't feel capable? Or are you running because you don't think God is making the right decision by deciding to bless a certain kind of person? Or are you running because, okay, now I've offended God, let me run away. Let me go and hide from God's presence because I know God is not happy with me because I've disobeyed him, or because I've committed one sin or another. I know God is not happy with me, so let me just forget about anything, God, I'm not doing it again. The third lesson is, what direction are you running? Now we know why you are running, but what direction are you running to? So there are two directions that we can run to. We can either run to God or we can run away from God. So you've disobeyed, or you've done something else, you've committed a sin, you've fallen back into an old habit, whatever the issue is, what direction are you running? Or God has given you this nerve-breaking task and you don't know how to go about it. What direction are you running? Like Noah, would you run to God in complete surrender and ask him for help and direction on how to obey that instruction that he has given you? Or like Jonah, would you run away from God, either in disobedience or with an attempt to try to figure it out by yourself? We all know the outcome of this, of both decisions. The first outcome, when you run to God, like we saw in our last episode, when Noah came to God, God had given him that instruction, that very big goal and big vision. Noah came back to God, and God gave Noah very specific help and direction, and God provided every single thing needed to fulfill that task. When God gives you a word, he can literally move heaven and earth to make sure that that word comes to life. So this is the perfect time to throw away your insecurities, your thoughts of, God, how can these things be? Who am I? How would I be able to fulfill this thing that you have told me to do? Because when God has said a word, he will definitely bring that word to pass. All you have to do is just do your part by taking that step of faith and obeying God. The moment God gave you the instruction, God had already fulfilled that instruction. Because God sees the end of a thing from the beginning. So the moment God says, go and build that business, go and build that career, take this idea and go and implement it, God has already seen the end of you implementing it. He has already outlined every single thing that you will need to get to the end. All you have to do is to take that first step of faith and say, God, I obey, and I'll walk with you on this journey. God's word cannot come back to him without fulfilling the purpose that he has sent it. So if the first scenario is you don't know how to achieve this thing that God has given you to do, you don't know what to do about it, God has given you this big idea, has given you this big vision and dream, but you don't know, like, I need finances, I need connection, I need people to help me, be like Noah and run to God for help, run to God for direction. So the second outcome, when you run away from God, either through disobedience or you're trying to figure it out by yourselves, God has given you A and you run off to try and figure B to Z by yourselves. When we do that, we run into the shark's belly, like literally, like we saw in the case of Jonah. When he tried running away from God, what happened? He got into a ship that was going to a faraway land, and on the way there was a storm. And to cut the long story short, they had to throw him off the ship, and God prepared a whale. Is it a whale or a shark? God prepared a fish, a big fish, to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in a fish belly for 3 days. And that's how Jonah started to rethink his life. Sorry about that. I actually have a cold. I don't know if you can tell from my voice. Whew. So when you run away from God, whether through disobedience or you are running away through trying to figure things out yourself, you end up in the shark's belly. You become frustrated, disappointed, burnt out, and all those things that are in the same family. You know that hymn that says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I think that's just the summary of what this episode is teaching us. Trust and obey. Trust that if God has said a word, he'll bring it to perfection. Trust that if God has decided to bless somebody, regardless of who that person is, regardless of what that person has done, if God is the all-knowing God, he's the one that knows everything. So when you trust God, you will now be able to obey him. But most times we really don't trust God because we're like, how would I do this thing? How am I going to accomplish this task? How am I going to get the money? I need the money to do this. I need the money to do that. And God is telling me to launch this and launch that. I need people to help me. How am I going to do it? But if you trust, that God has given me this word. And for God to give me this word, it means that He knows that I have the capacity to handle it. It might not look like I have the capacity now, but He has provided the capacity along the way. The finance that I need, every single thing I need to accomplish this task. When you trust that God that knows everything has made preparation for every single thing that you need from the beginning to the end, then you would obey. I'll wrap this episode with something very important, and I want you to pay very close attention to what I want to say next. This is something I've always shared in previous episodes. Sorry about that. And what I want to say is, it is not about you. It has never been about you, and it will never be about you. And this is not something that we're supposed to look at in a condescending manner. Oh, okay, it's not even about myself. Then what's my own? It's not my business. No, that's not the manner I want us to look at it. I want you to look at it in this manner instead. Most times we say, oh, this is my business, this is my career, this is my life, this is my idea, this is my child, my this, my that. But in the real sense of it, it is not about you. You're just a vessel. Now, when you look at it like, oh, this is my thing, it's my own, you will try to use your own power, your wisdom, your understanding to approach that thing, right? But when you look at it like, okay, this is actually not about me. This business, I'm just a vessel in this business. In my office, in my career, I'm just a vessel God wants to use to do something bigger than me. This idea is actually not mine. God has given me this idea because God wants to do something bigger than me. When you have that understanding, that mindset, you would be able to submit, number one, submit to God, and you will now be able to partner with God. Do you understand? It's just like when you have a business partner. You know that this business is not just about me. It's about me in partnership with this person. So I cannot just go off and make decisions by myself. I know that whatever is happening is a joint thing. I'm in partnership with this person. It's the same thing it is with our life. As we're journeying through life, we need to understand that it is not about us. God wants to partner with us. We're like mud in the potter's hand. God wants to build something beautiful with our lives. God wants to use us to accomplish things on earth. Some of those things are going to be beyond our imaginations, things that we cannot understand or comprehend. But again, it is not about us. That's the reason why those things are most times beyond our imagination, because our head, our heart cannot conceive the things that God wants to do sometimes. That's the reason why He gives it to us in bits and pieces based on our current understanding. So when you understand that it is not about me, when God gives you those instructions, whether the ones that would hurt your emotions or the ones that you're not comfortable with, or the ones that are so unreal, unrealistic, they are so big, like how can these things be? When God gives you those instructions, you remember that it is not about me. It is not about me. God wants to do something, and He's just using me as a vessel to accomplish that task. If I come in the way of God, either God will take me out of the picture and put somebody else that would obey Him, or God would allow me go through set circumstances and situations that will make me submit to His leading, just like He did with Jonah. Imagine being in a fish belly for 3 days. Jonah had to submit and said, okay, God, I'm not running again. I would obey you. But we don't have to get to that level where God would now permit us to go through some difficult situations just so that we can submit to Him. It does not have to get to that level. So we always have to remember that this thing is not about me. This business, my family, my marriage, my career, whatever it is not about me. God wants to build something beautiful. And when we submit to God's leading, we will see the beautiful thing that he wants to build through us. So, it's okay to run, right? But if you must run, run to God. No matter what the situation is, don't allow the devil to tempt you to run away from God. Because sometimes when we are overwhelmed, when there's so much happening, when we feel like, oh, I'm so filthy, I've done something wrong, why am I still yielding to this temptation over and over again? And most times you can be tempted to run away from God. But if you must run, let it be that you are running to God. Because God is a good God, and he has so much planned for you. He has seen the end of a thing from the beginning. He knew that you're going to fall. He knew that you're going to make mistakes. And he has made provision at every given time. He has made provision for our redemption. He has made provision for our restoration. So when you are tempted to run away, run to God. He's waiting for you. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to chase you away. He's not going to turn his back at you. Let's, as we wrap up, just think about the prodigal son and the story of the prodigal son and the things that he did. But the moment he decided to run back to his father, what happened? His father welcomed him and threw him a party. So at any point when you are thinking of running away from God's instruction, remember that this is not about you. And instead of running away, run back to God. All right. Whew. That's brought us to the end of today's episode. I just hope that God has ministered something to you. I hope that this episode blesses you as much as it has blessed me. I hope that you have taken something away from this episode. Please, if you're listening to this point, I would really appreciate that you share this episode with your friends. Share the link with them on your Instagram, your WhatsApp. Let people know that there is this episode, there is this podcast that I'm currently enjoying and I want you to be part of it. Leave comments on our Instagram. Engage with our posts. If anything resonates with you, share with us. Like, we really love getting this feedback from you, and we truly, truly appreciate it. I'll see you next week in the next episode of this series. I am really excited to just see where this takes us, and I'm so grateful that you're on this journey with me. Have a blessed weekend, and see you next week. Bye.